啊，我们先一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father，
啊，亲爱的天父
，It's so good to be here to worship you with all the brothers and sisters。
今天真的是很高兴可以跟各位弟兄姐妹在一起来崇拜你。
We ask you to bestow your words to us this afternoon。
啊，我们主里真的是让我们听见主里的话语。
We ask your Holy Spirit to anoint my mouth and the translator's mouth。
也求你真的是恩高啊，我们今天传道人还有翻译的口。
So your word, your message can be delivered without any hindrance。
啊，让我们可以真的是毫无差错的把你的话语真的是传给我们的弟兄姐妹。
I also ask your blessings to the congregation。
也求你真的是保守恩待我们真的每一位会众。
May your spirit open their heart。
求你的真的圣灵真是打开我们的心。
So they can understand your message and willing to make an impact to their life。
让我们每一会众今天真的是都能听明白主你的话语，而且真的是在我们的生命中应用你的话语。
May your name be glorified throughout this meeting。
求你真的是今天我们这个聚会也真的是能够颂赞你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray。
奉主基督耶稣的名求。Amen。
Once again, I'm so happy to be here。
所以再一次真的是我今天很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
To worship with you together。
和大家一起呢来敬拜主。
Today's sermon, the text is on the First Thessalonians。
所以今天我们的要学习的经文是帖撒罗尼迦前书。
This is a letter Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica.
所以呢，这是大家都知道是保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦会众的一封信。
It is during the of his early ministry.
所以呢，是他在他服事的早期所写的一封信。
In Acts 17, we read Paul was there preaching the gospel for only a few weeks before he was chased out of the city.
所以呢，在
just a few weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. 所以呢，是保罗其实就在那里呢，他只是服侍了好几周，然后呢就离开了那个城市。
The young church was very dear in his mind.
但是呢，这个年轻的教会呢，在他心中却是非常重要。
Many people said the First Thessalonian or Second and Thessalonian is a letter.From a spiritual father to his children.
那很多人是说呢，这个帖撒罗尼迦前书还有后书呢，其实是一位属灵的父亲写给他属灵的儿女们的。
I hope we will receive this message likewise this afternoon.
所以呢，我希望今天我们能够真的是也以同样的这个方式来真的是学习这些话语。
Paul called the believers their brethren.As a member of his family,
保罗呢是把当时的这些信仰基督的人呢称为是他的这个弟兄姐妹，就像家庭里面的成员一样。
So when we look at this passage together, we hope you get that a warm feeling. Paul is talking to us like his family members.
所以呢，当我们今天一起来学习这封书信的话语的时候，我们希望也能够是我们可以作为一个家庭的成员一样。来接受保罗这些经文。
Paul pictured the church as a family. We all know that.
So, 呢，保罗呢是把这个教会呢描述成一个家庭。
Because each member was born again by the Spirit of God.
因为呢，家庭里面每一个成员其实都是靠着借着神的圣灵呢，获得了重生。
And possess God's nature.
并且拥有上帝的本性。
I hope when we read this passage or this lesson together, we have that in mind.
所以呢，我们可以呢，希望呢，今天我们一起来学习这些经文的时候呢，我们就要记住这一点。
You, us, all together, we are member of God's family.
所以呢，我们在座的每一个人，我们都是神的家庭里面的其中一位成员。
We may look different, we may have different background, we may sometimes speak in different dialogues. But we all from the same family.
是有时候我们可能来自不同的背景，有时候我们可能讲话我们口音都有点不一样，但是我们都来自于同一个家庭。
More importantly, we all possess God's nature.
但更重要的是说，我们都拥有上帝的本性。
Not just the speaker, not just the worship leaders or just other people. We all have God's nature in us.
说不光光是在这里讲到的人啊，其实呢，我们的每一位成员，我们都具有这个上帝给我们的本性。
The two major themes of this letter are very dear to my heart.
那这两封信里面有两个主题对我来说是非常非常重要的。
One is the second coming or the return of Jesus Christ.
那第一点呢是耶稣基督的再来。
And the second is the ministry of the local church.
那第二点呢就是当时的这个当地的教会的事工。
Let me explain.
啊，我来跟大家解释一下。
My first encounter with First Thessalonians.This letter was many years ago.
那我第一次读到这个帖撒罗尼迦前书后书，其实是很多年之前的事情了。
It was in a evangelistic meeting for young people.
那其实是一个专门为这个年轻人的一个这样一个传道的这样的一个会议。
That was in Tokyo, Japan.
那当时是在这个日本的东京。
The topic of that night was the second coming of Christ.
那当时的这个话题呢，就是耶稣基督的再来。
I remember the night before the topic was how to find a Christian partner to get married.
那前一天晚上的话题呢，是说怎么样找一位从事基督徒的伴侣，可以就结婚的伴侣。
I think that was more popular.
当然，前一天晚上的话题
，today.
前一天的话题可能是更受欢迎的。
But not to me. I don't even have a girlfriend. I wasn't interested in the girls.
对，当时呢，对于我来说，但是不是那么重要，因为当时我还没有女朋友。
So I didn't even close to have one either. But I was in high school. But I don't want to go to the second night.
但是呢，我当时是不想去第二天晚上这个会议。
But we have many godly aunts who love us, young people.
但是呢，就是当时我们有很多的这些长辈呢，真的是非常的敬虔，而且呢也很爱我们这些年轻人。
They come up with a birthday party or whatever the gathering as their excuse the night of the meeting.
所以当时他们用了很多的方式，比如说生日 party 啊这样子呢，来邀请我们去这个第二天晚上的聚会。
So I went and afterwards, of course, I followed them to the meeting.
所以呢，当时我当时去了，对吧？这些聚会结束之后，我就跟着他们去了这个会议了。
Especially the Thessalonians 5:9-10 are still vivid to me on this day.
那到今天，对，帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章的第九节、第十节，对于我来说，我还是印象非常深刻。
Let me just move along.I don't think we put the verse there, so I'm going to read it to you, and I ask Brother Cao read the Chinese to you.
Yeah, 我们没有把这两段经文放在这个 PPT 上面，所以我会跟大家读一下这个经文。
For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第九节，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
第十节，他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。
That helped me to know I was a sinner that night.
那天晚上，这些经文帮助我知道说我是一个罪人。
Without the saving grace of Jesus, I will face the judgment of our God.
那没有耶稣基督的这个救恩，那我只能面对着这个神的这个审判。
When Christ comes again,
当耶稣基督再来的时候
，there'll be the judgment day.
那就是审判日了。
He'll look totally different.
那所有一切都不一样。
Then his first coming.
那跟他第一次来的时候是完全不一样的。
So I wasn't care about his second coming. I want the salvation.
当时我不是太在乎他第二次的再来，但是我要那个救恩。
So I received Christ as my Lord and Savior that night.
所以就在那天晚上，我接受了主基督耶稣作为我的救主。
It was November 1963.
那是1963年的。1962年11月。
对 ，exactly 57 years ago.
所以呢，是那个57年之前。
Yeah. Although verse 11 is something we want to talk about today, but at that time, I will read that to you later. At that time, I don't think we cover verse 11.
那当然，我们今天还会再学习这个第十一节，但是那一天那时候我们并没有读到十一节。
11 follow 9 and 10 says this. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
11节，所以你们该彼此劝慰，相互建立，正如你们素常所行的。
I learned this verse many years after that night I received the Lord.
那其实是当那天晚上我接受主基督耶稣救恩之后，很多年之后我才学到了这段话。这段经文
Verse 11 reveals that the promise of Christ's return is more than a doctrine.
那这个十一节呢，它告诉我们，其实耶稣基督的再来，其实不光光是我们基督教的一个教义。
I should say doctrine of our faith. Yeah, you said correctly. It is a remarkable truth that can shape how we live.
那其实这是一个真的是一个非凡的真理，它可以帮助我们改变我们的生活，我们的生命。
And how the church members connect to each other.
那而且是让我们的这个教会里的每一个成员怎么样和相互的交通。
And how we as a church to conduct our ministry.
那还有就是我们作为一个教会，整个教会怎么样去服事。
Therefore, it is a motivation or it is a dynamic in our lives and in the ministry of a church.
所以这个其实在我们生活里面，我们生命里面。是给我们这个教会成长的一个动力。
In the conclusion letter in chapter 5 of Thessalonians 5, the last few verses, Paul explained to us what verse 11, I call the godly behavior, looks like.
所以在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书的最后的几节经文呢，保罗向我们解释了什么是敬虔的行为。
The more we go on, you will find out why I use the word godly behavior, why the word godly showed up.
那我们在今天的这个信息里面，大家慢慢就明白为什么用这个敬虔的行为这个词了。
But anyway, in today's text, Paul gave us a list of things we should and should not be doing.
那在这个今天的经文里面呢，保罗也给了我们列了一个清单，告诉我们。什么事情可以应该做，什么事情不应该做。
And also give us a reason.
也给了我们一个原因。
It's for the purpose of believers to act in a way that strengthens the church.
那这个原因就是为了让我们这些信徒可以用这个让教会健壮成长的方式来行事。
He also recommends actions that can produce a healthy, growing fellowship.
他也给我们建议了这些建议我们做什么事情可以让我们这个团契可以健康的成长。
I believe some or many of you may have read this list before.
那我相信可能大家在座的各位有可能已经读过这个清单了。
I just pray that the Spirit give us a humble heart.
那我就是想祈求主就给我们一颗谦卑的心。
That we can refresh in our mind on this list.
那我们可以重新的再审视一下今天一起来审视一下这个清单。
I'm going to read a few past verses in English, then I'll ask the brothers how to read Chinese, okay? The first part, therefore, I put like five different segments of the godly behaviors, so I kind of cite the verses first, then we kind of...dig into what are the God's behavior that we should emulate or we should model.
那我把这些经文呢把它分成了五个部分，就是敬虔的行为。那我们先读一下经文，然后呢我们再深入的看一下经文所教导我们的。
Where do I point? Here you go. Got it. Okay. that's the English, then I move that way. Okay, thanks. Okay, let's take a look at 12 and 13. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, this is an NIV version, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
我们先看了十二节和十三节。弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。
This verse, Paul wanted us to to the right godly behavior for working with each other.
这个经文保罗是跟我们讲的是说让我们靠着这个神的话语呢和各位一起和别人一起同工。
I call it supporting hardworking leaders.
那我这个呢我就叫他是说我们要支撑殷勤服侍的首领。
As well as supporting each other. Doesn't have to be leaders. Each other.
那当然不光光是要支撑首领而且要支持互相支持。
First and foremost, the leaders.
当然首先我们要先支撑我们的首领。
God has ordained leadership for the local church.
那神已经在这个当地的教会设立了首领。
It is true that we are all equal or one in Christ Jesus.
当神说在耶稣基督里我们都成为一了，这当然是真的。
But it is also true that Christ, the head of church, has given gifts to people.
那当然，同时呢，我们教会的头主耶稣基督。他给每个人都给了不同的恩赐，这也是真的。
Just as the flock needs a shepherd guide us, to lead us.
那正如呢，羊群它需要一个牧人是吧，来带领他们。
So the family needs a shepherd, needs a leader.
所以呢，一个家庭同样也需要一位领头人，一位首领。
I know that.Church leaders have so much responsibilities.
那我知道，真的是作为一个教会的首领，那他有很多很多的这个责任。
They feed the flock.
那他们要牧养这个群羊。
They care for the flock.
那他们也要照顾这个群羊。
They worry about certain flocks.
那他们也要真的是为某一些羊要担心。
Because the devil wants to take those flock away.
当然这个。魔鬼真的是随时都要把这些羊要拿走。
They find ways to encourage the flock.
那他们要找到各种的方法来真的是来激励这些群羊。
To uplift the flock.
对吧？要激励他们的这个士气。
Build them up so they can serve together to glorify the church, glorify God's name.
建立他们，所以他们能够真的是服侍，而且来这个颂扬神的名。
The word respect really has several kind of meaning here.
那这个尊重这个词呢，真的是有好几个含义的。
Recognize, acknowledge, and then respect your leaders or include.
那这里真的意思就是，首先要认同，而且要承认，而且要尊重我们的这个首领。
Paul here says to respect the leaders not because their position or their status.
那保罗在这里说要尊重你们的首领，并不是说要给他们个人的威望。
Because what they're doing is on your behalf.
那因为首领们教会的首领们做的事情，其实是在为你们在做事情。
On our behalf.
在为我们在做事情。
It's not a question of personal prestige.
所以这不是一个所谓要建立个人的威信的这样的一个问题。
It's the work they are doing. It's the labor they do it in and out without any complaint.
所以呢，其实是他们正在做的服事，是让他们真的得荣耀。
So Paul asks us to appreciate them first.
所以保罗要求我们，其实首先我们要感激他们。
Work with them.
所以呢，要跟他们一起同工。
I had a glimpse of some joy a so-called leader when I was a little, doing the leader work.
所以呢，当时我在做这些教会的首领的工作的时候，其实我也真的是享受了其中的一些甘甜。
The joy see a brother growing in God's word and growing in faith and growing in ministry.
所以呢，这个喜乐来自于看见我们的弟兄姐妹呢，通过服事在神的话里面成长，灵里也在成长。
And take the initiative and not being told.And just do it gladly.
而且呢，真的是没有人告诉他们要做那事情，而是用心的自己就去做了。
In part, it's living peace with each other.
而且呢，它会让这个真的是让大家都得到这个平安。
Be honest with you, sometimes we, as co-workers, we kind of like argue with each other. Sometimes we don't have the peace.
所以呢，有时候真的是作为同工是吧？有时候我们也会为一些事情争论。有时候不一定好像不一定会有平安。
Because we all think I'm right, right? No, we all think I'm right, right?
Yeah.
The other person got to listen to me.
Yeah. Yeah. 有时候我们可能会觉得自己是对的，是吧？所以呢，别人呢就要听我们的。
But just imagine, can a God's work be done in an atmosphere poisoned by discord or hate?
但是大家想象一下，如果说我们要真的是要传播主的福音的时候，我们有没有可能在一个很不和谐，或者呢这个背着仇恨所毒害的气氛中去传播主的福音呢？
Paul put up this godly behavior, first group, second group. Then later he gave the fantastic solution how to do it.
所以呢，保罗先是这样子呢，让我们看见了敬虔的行为是怎么样子的。然后后面他就给了我们很多例子，很好的例子，告诉我们具体怎么样做。
So I'm going to hold it off a little bit.
所以呢，我就会讲到那里啊。
So anyway, summarize the first group is talking about working relationships in the church.
所以这第一组的这个行为呢，讲的是说在教会里面我们的这个同工的关系。
Respect the working leaders.
首先我们要尊重我们这个服事的首领。
Have peace with each other.
然后呢要大家要和睦的相处。
Okay, let's go to second group. The 14, verse 14 and 15, let me read that to you. English is up there. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak.Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else.
我们现在再看一下14节和15节。我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶。或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。
So you can see Paul is kind of shifting to the congregation now, to the member of the family now.
所以你看到保罗现在就把话题呢就引向了这个会众了，就是这个家庭里面的每一个成员。
I must explain those adjectives like disheartened, weak, or idle, they are dealing with spiritual matters first.
所以呢，我要解释一下呢，这里提到的这些不守规矩啊，灰心啊，这些首先讲的是这个灵里面的事情。
Of course, you will start with spiritual, then goes emotional, then physical as well.
当然是从这个灵病开始，当然呢，然后就是到情绪，可能到就直接就身体上的事情。
So Paul urges to model godly behavior by bringing out the best in others, uplifting each other.
所以呢，保罗在这里呢是要让我们要这个做一个敬虔行为的楷模。我怎么样做呢？就是要扬人之长，还有相互的激励。
I like the brother Charles translation of the Chinese 扬人之长。是的 ，Is that you did? Thank you.It's so beautiful. We don't talk too much in the church, at least the church that I belong to too much. But that should be in the back of your mind always.
所以这个扬人之长真的就是让我们每一个教会的成员我们都要时时要记住的。
If you don't do it, then you do 扬己之长。you lift yourself up, you know. Anyway, that's true. Okay, in many preachers or scholars rediscovers this so-called body life, the ones said in the Ephesians, Paul said, we are all part of the member of the body.
所以呢，最近呢，其实很多的这个传道人呢，也讲到了重新也在提起的话题，就是我们肢体的生命。
The reason they use body life, they want to emphasize that we need to what? Minister each other.
那我们用肢体生命这个词呢，其实原因就是因为说，我们其实每个人都要为他人服侍。
Let me just go back to the English version here. Okay, here let me explain some couple words so that we don't get misled. It says that the word idol there is a word used by the army, like deserters, the quitters.
那我们先可能要回头看经文看几个词哦。首先这个闲这个词哦，就是 idle 这个词，
或者 lazy
哦 lazy、yeah. 就是懒惰这个词哦。那其实这个词是用来是讲是军人，其实他离开了军队，就是已经退伍的军人。
At that time, many of the member of Thessalonian church, they thought Jesus is coming back, so they quit work, they just wait.
所以在那时候其实呢铁撒罗尼迦的很多的会众啊，他们想着说耶稣基督马上就会回来了，所以呢他们其实当时把工作都辞掉了，不工作了。
So that's the idle part applied to them then.
所以这个就是当时保罗讲他们这个懒惰闲的这一个部分。
But that word further extend to today, maybe other ones for some reason they used to serve the church and they quit.
今天呢这个词呢可能更多的是指说可能有一些会众呢一开始是有在教会服侍的，但是后面他们就放弃服侍了。
The disheartened here, the word disheartened, 中文是什么？
灰心。
灰心。Okay. It says the lack of spiritual courage.
那灰心呢更多是指在这个灵命上是缺乏这个勇气。
Also help the weak, talk about spiritual weak.
所以呢就是说当这个软弱的人我们也会讲到这就是灵命上会软弱。
Easily be tempted by the worldly things, for example.
很容易被属世的事情所引诱。
The one I like the most, it applied to me the most, is be patient with everyone.
这是我最喜欢的一点，这个对我也很重要，就是要对所有人都有耐心。
In one translation, point out my problem even more clearly.
在其中的一个翻译里面其实就把我的问题呢就是显现得更明显了。
Says, always controlling your temper.
就是说呢要时时都要控制你的脾气你的情绪。
I don't want you to raise your hand. I think many of us have that problem. Be patient, especially with the people who are a little bit slower than we are or weaker than we are. We don't have the patience to wait to help them out.
所以我想不需要大家举手了，我想大家可能很多人都有这个这个挑战，就是呢对别人要有耐心，尤其是对于一些可能反应比自己慢一点的或者是比自己稍微软弱一点的人可能缺乏耐心。
The one that I find more difficult to explain is the disruptive ones.
那有一个很难，我认为挺难解释的是说那些不守规矩的人。
One translation said those people are out of line, the undisciplined, the unruly, the disorderly.
有不同的翻译，有一些翻译讲说这些是不守规矩、不守纪律，或者也不守秩序的人。
All those negative kind descriptive words.
这些都是很负面的这些描述。
So I struggle with that, although I seldom met with the people like that.
所以这个我有一点困难，因为我不是经常碰到这样的人。
The more reason I respect our church leaders.
但是呢，我就是有更多的原因，我会尊重我们的教会的首领。
Because they are the front line people to deal with them.
因为呢，这些首领们其实他们真的是经常要去和这样的人接触。
They need the patience. They need love. They need to clarify the truth to those people.
他们需要耐心，他们需要爱，来去真的是和这些人呢把事情给讲明白。
The final says, don't take revenge. Pay wrong by wrong means revenge. Take the revenge on ourselves.
后面讲的是不可以以恶报恶。
Do's and don'ts, right? This is part of don'ts.
那这些就是我们不能做的事情。
This is also tough.
那这个当然也是很困难的。
Paul calls us, I believe our Savior calls us, even if a man seek our evil,We must conquer him by seeking his good.
那所以呢，保罗跟我们讲说，即使有一个人，他们是专门来寻找我们的邪恶的话，我们要必须通过寻找他的善来征服他。
Seeking his good doesn't mean spoil him. When he do wrong thing, just pamper him. No, that's not what they're saying.
对，我们说要寻求他的善，其实并不是说要spoil 宠着这个人，对吧？有时候他们做错事情，我们还是要告诉他们。
Yeah.Yes, that's, we are Christian. We should do that, you know. But no. We are speak truth, but God speak in love.
不是说因为我们是基督徒，我们就不能说告诉他们做错事情。但是我们是基督徒，我们要靠着神的爱来把真理给讲明白。
There you go. Okay. Remember the two group. One is working relationship. Second group are dealing with the various members.Generally weak members and so on. We want to uplift them. Now, you probably say, oh, Charlie, that's very difficult already.
那我们就看了两组的行为，对吧？第一组就是我们相互同工的行为，第二个就是要相互对待的行为。那大家可能觉得这个都已经是蛮困难的了。
Okay, that's the next two groups really going to help us.
但是呢，后面这一组就会真的给我们帮助了。
Okay, well, let me read verse 16 and 18.Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那16到18节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
So here, Paul wants us to model God's godly behavior by.Finding joy, not by ourselves, finding joy in the Lord.
那保罗在这里要我们怎么样去行这个敬虔的行为呢？他让我们在主里面寻找这个喜乐。
We know joy is one of the fruit of spirit.
所以我们知道呢，这个喜乐是圣灵所给我们带来的恩赐。
Also, finding joy, it is associated with prayer and praise.
还有呢，寻找喜乐其实是与呢祷告还有赞美是联系在一起的。
Please visualize this church with me.
大家可以真的是想象，跟我一起来想象一下一个教会。
If this church find joy in the Lord, continue prayer, pray without ceasing, and always give thanks, how do you describe this church?
那如果说一个教会呢，它是真的是不断的是一个祷告的教会，而且是一个感恩的教会。那大家可以想象一下，这会是一个什么样的教会
？One, it is a happy church.
首先，这是一个非常快乐的教会。
Many people want to get into this church.
那很多人可能会愿意来到这样一个教会。
It is a praying church.
那这是一个祷告的教会。
Because it prays, so the church is very effective in their ministry, in uplifting each other.
因为这个教会呢，一起祷告就非常的有效，而且呢，他们会真的是相互的帮助。
It is a thankful church.
而且是一个感恩的教会。
They will find something, everything to give thanks.
他们总是会可以找到值得感恩的事情。
Even on the darkest day, they are blessing. Make my blessing, huh? They are blessings to count.
那即使是最黑暗的日子，他们也觉得是受到了祝福。
We must remember that if we face the sun, the shadows will fall behind us, But if we turn our back on the sun, all the shadows will be in front.
就我们就要记住说，如果我们是面向着太阳的话，那个影子总会落在我们后面。但是如果是我们背对着太阳的话，那所有的影子都会出现在我们的前面。
May God bless this church as a sunshine church.
所以求主呢，真的是保守我们这个教会是一个充满阳光的教会。
So Paul remind us the joy, the unceasing prayer, and the thanksgiving, thanks, those become the strong core support in order to do the first two group of godly behaviors.
所以保罗提醒我们呢，一个教会它是一个喜乐教会，是一个不断祷告教会，一个感恩的教会，这是三样很重要的事情，是帮助我们可以做到前面我们提到的那两组的行为。
Not done yet. Verse 19 and 22.
当我们还没有结束，我们还要再看一下这个19到22节。
Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. But test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil.
十九节，不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但是凡事查验，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
Here, the godly behavior we are modeling is to follow spiritual wisdom, the word of God.
那所以这里的敬虔的行为呢，是要我们要跟从跟随属灵的智慧。就神的话语。
My personal experience, often sometimes we don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I just pray first, then second God's word starts. I start recall what God says I should do. Even things is difficult for me, but God said do that way.
我个人的经历就是很多时候我们不知道该怎么样做，或者做什么事情的时候，那首先我会祷告，祷告的时候神的话语就会出现在我的脑海里面，会提醒我要做什么事情。那有时候很多事情在我眼里是很困难的，但神会说你应该去做这个事情。
That's what the Holy Spirit is doing for us.
那这就是神的圣灵在为我们所做的事情。
We always invite this counselor to help us.
所以我们应该真的是敞开心怀去邀请这位宝贵师来帮助我们。
Here says, do not contempt the gift, the prophecy, the God's word. The contempt here says, subdue, unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那这里讲的是我们不能消灭圣灵的感动。那这里讲的就是我们不能对这个圣灵的工作没有任何反应。
You probably start thinking, wait a minute, in our church, yes, in our worship, we sing songs, we give thanks, we read God's words, we pray, we cover all that.
所以你可能会想到，哎，在我们教会里面是吧，我们真的是献赞美诗，我们读经文，我们祷告，我们做了所有这些事情了。
Thank God we do.
所以真的感谢主，的确我们做了这些事情。
When a church lives up to Paul's advice,It will indeed shine like a night in the dark place.
那真的是当一个教会，我们真的遵循保罗这些经文的时候，这个教会它就会发光，真的就像黑暗里面发光的一个地方。
It will have joy within itself and power to win others.
那这个教会它真的是从自己的内心里面就会有这个喜乐，而且呢就会有这个能力去赢得别人。
In the following two verses, Paul gave his prayer.
然后后面的这个经文里面，保罗就真的是就是他的祷告话了。
Okay, listen carefully what he prayed about. He said, "May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through." Go ahead. Yeah.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。又愿你们的
May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
又愿你们的灵与魂与身子 得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
That's where godly behavior comes in. Godly behavior. From Paul's prayer, he prayed that our spirit, our soul, and our body, in other words, our mind, our emotion, our physical part, all kept blameless.
那这就破保罗让我们做的敬虔的行为，就是他求神让我们的整个生命，就是我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的身子都无可指摘。
Verse 24 is so beautiful. The one who calls you is faithful. He will do it.
那这个二十四节就是一个非常美的一段经文。那照你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
He will do what?
那他会做什么事情呢？
He already sent his word to give a word to us. He already sent the Holy Spirit living in us.
那他已经真的把他的道、他的话语给了我们了，而且他让他的圣灵也住在我们里面了。
He foresees things will happen.
他也知道未来发生什么事情。
To every local church.
对于每一个的当地的教会，他都知道。
He will do it. We just work with him.
所以他会成就这事，我们只需要跟着他一起做工。
So the last group of godly behavior we need to model is depending on the Lord.
所以呢，我们最后一组的我们的敬虔的行为，我们要做的行为就是要仰赖主。
Because we do, we experience God's faithfulness, God's power, and God's action.
所以呢，就是我们要经历神的信实，他的大能。
So as we model the godly behavior, at the same time, we receive the blessings for modeling the behavior.
那当我们尝试去做这个活出这个敬虔的行为，做这敬虔行为的楷模的时候，我们同时也会得到神的祝福。
I missed a slide, I guess. That's fine. Let me point out the three blessings that we will experience.
那我们看一下呢，真的是我们可以收到的三个祝福。
From Paul's prayer.
从这个保罗的这个祷告里面。
It says, God himself will sanctify us through and through.
第一个他说，神他亲自使你们全然成圣。
Second, keep our whole being blameless.
第二个就是让我们的整个生命无可指摘。
And God is faithful, and He will do it.
第三个是上帝神是信实的，他必成就这事。
So I not challenge. I just want to remind all of us, remind including myself. There are times we feel even we are leader or not leader, we have hard time to do this, to model this behaviors, the godly behaviors.
当然我并不是要挑战各位啊，只是说要警醒一下各位，还有包括我自己，就是有时候我们的确会讲到说我们好像没有办法活出这些敬虔的行为。
But Paul says, no, 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 God will do it. You are just a co-worker with God. God will do it. At the same time, you experience those blessings.
但是保罗告诉我们说，不是的，其实啊，不是你们自己尝试在做，他说是神在做这个工。那我们每一位其实只是跟神一起同工而已。
Before we go on to the final couple of verses, let's just summarize what are the godly behavior we should model.
那我们再去看一下这个小总结之前，我们再看一次这些敬虔的行为。
Supporting hardworking leaders.
要支撑殷勤服侍的首领。
Bring out the best in others.
扬人之长。
Finding joy in the Lord.
在主里面寻找喜乐
，following spiritual wisdom，
跟随属灵的智慧
，finally depending on the Lord。
啊，最后一点是仰赖主
，He will do it，
他必成就这事。
Okay. The final two verse, people say this could be a benediction, but also is extended Paul's encouragement.
那最后这一段呢，其实很多人就讲说可能是一个总结，但是也是保罗的这些他的话语的最后一个扩展。
Verse 25, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with holy kiss. Charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters.
25-28节，请弟兄们为我们祷告，与众弟兄亲嘴问安，务要圣洁。我指着主嘱咐你们，要把这信念给众弟兄听。
Yeah, verse 28, I forgot to read, is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
第28节，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
Paul never said that you guys go be thankful, be joy, have joy, praise unceasing. He does. He even invites all the brothers and sisters to pray for him and his company.
那保罗呢？其实呢，最后并不说啊就这样子了，而且呢，他是邀请了各位的弟兄姐妹啊为他们一起祷告。
Also, he paints a picture how the brother and sister greet each other with love.
而且呢，他也真的描绘了这样啊弟兄姐妹们如何去问安。
The holy kiss applied for today may be difficult, but at that time means to express mutual love in genuine, affirming fashion.
那可能这个亲嘴可能在今天大家觉得啊不是随时文做事情，但是在当时他要求是信徒以一种真诚、很肯定的方式去表达对彼此的爱。
There's a lot of things said about when we model the behavior, we model the relationship.
那有很多的人都讲了说，当我们去尝试做一个一种行为的楷模的时候，其实我们是表现出这我们怎么样处理一些关系。
I'm going to just open up a little bit, and you don't have to raise your hand. You ask yourself, how many of you actually acknowledge or recognize or thank your leaders?
大家不需要举手哦，只是问一个问题，大家心中想一下，我们当中有多少人是真的去认同、去感谢我们这首领的这些服事事工？
Perhaps they gave you a ride home or something. You say, "Oh, 谢谢 ，thank you." Okay. Other than that,
不，有时候他们真的是把你送回家的时候，你会说谢谢。但除了这些谢谢之外，还有没有别的呢？
If you hear this, you thank you for your prayers, thank you your written notes to us, thank you for your encouragement.
大家有没有说感谢过我们的这些服事的首领们？比如说他们为我们做的代祷给我们写的这些小的信件，还有谢谢你的鼓励，大家有没有这样谢谢过他们？
The many.Perhaps you say, "Oh, Charlie, I'm very shy. I'm an introvert."
那可能会说啊 ，Charlie， 可能我是比较内向的人，我比较害羞。
You can write. You write a note, acknowledge, thank. You'd be surprised how this will encourage your leaders, also help you to receive I would say that even the joy, because I did that once.You feel that you did it. You feel that you conveyed your feeling. You feel good.
但是大家可能说不出来，总可以写一些东西，写很简单的一些小纸条都好，去感谢他们。但是你可能会很意外，你发现这么一小的事情，有可能给他们很大的鼓励。
You thought all the leaders probably spiritual giants, right? So you never said, elder so and so or pastor so and so.Is there anything that I can pray for you specifically?
大家可能都觉得我们教会的首领们可能真的就是在灵命上都是非常成熟的人，可能大家都从来没问过他们说，有什么事情我们可以为你代祷的？
Or to pray for each other.
或者说我们会为相互彼此的代祷。
That gives a tremendous encouragement.Tremendous love, just powerful.
但是就这样的一些问候，这样的一些代祷，可能真的是非常的非常的有用，因为给互相都有很多的爱。
I don't know about this church, but I see if we model the godly behavior, we can change the culture of any church.
那我不太熟悉咱们的教会，但是 真的是如果说我们每一个会众我们都活出这样敬虔的行为，我们是真的是甚至可以把整个教会的这个文化都改变过来。
I can tell you in your prayer meeting there are many more joy and many more thankful prayers as a result.
而且我能告诉你说，如果我们能这样活出敬虔的行为，在我们的这个代祷会上面，真的是我们会有更多的喜乐。
The last benediction or the last verse 28 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you."
那最后二十八节这个经文讲到，就愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
Even in the old days, the letter can be simply finished farewell.
那即使在那时候，可能一封信可能就不需要这样子，很简单，就再见就结束了。
But Paul calls the grace of God, grace of Jesus Christ, because all this godly behavior, the one we need to model, require perseverance.
而且保罗在最后这样以神的恩，耶稣基督恩来结束呢，其实他是是要求我们每一个基督徒在敬虔的行为上必须要有恒心。
We talked about corporate worship earlier.
那我们刚才讲到的就是说我们要一起的这个崇拜。
Yes, in our worship service, we have prayer, we read God's words, we give a message, we encourage each other, and so on.
所以在我们主里面是吧，我们有献诗，我们要祷告，我们有这个信息还有我们真的是相互的鼓励。
When I read this, I feel God's asked me to share with you the importance of private or personal worship on a daily basis.
但是同时呢，我也感觉到很重要，就是说，神要我们知道，个人的这个崇拜，就是每一天都做个人的崇拜，也是非常重要的。
Are you joyful each day, every day?
那在座各位是每一天都是喜乐的吗
？Do you always pray?
那你是否每一天都祷告呢
？In all circumstances，
在任何的情况下是否都祷告
？Do you always give thanks besides eating perhaps besides meal？
啊，是不是每一天都感恩呢
？Make a practice。
所以呢，我们要具体要做这样的事情。
So the godly behavior will be reminded and it will be exercised, will flow out easily.
那这些敬虔的行为，就神会每天的提醒我们做敬虔的行为，而且这行为我们就可以外流。
As I prepared this, one night I had a dream.
那当我准备着今天的信息的时候，有一天晚上我就做了一个梦。
At the end of my sermon.
那所以呢，在梦里面就是在我的这个讲道结束之后。
All of a sudden, I was conducted a at the wedding. I was officiating a wedding.
Oh, 我当时在主持一个婚礼。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they exchanged the vow, the bride and the bridegroom.
那新郎新娘他们就这个做了这个誓言是吧？对、
yeah.。So I, as a minister, I said, "Do you want to marry so and so?" In sickness, whatever it is, you know, the vault.
Yeah, 作为证婚人，我就问他们说，你们是否要愿意娶这个，是否要娶这位，这个要是否要嫁这位
？Of course, the answer I want to hear is I do, right?
当然，我希望听到的答案就是说，我愿意。
Yeah. So today, at the end of this meeting, I'm going to ask this question.
所以今天在这个信息的最后一部分，我就要问大家这个问题。
As a family member of this church,
那作为这个教会的里面的一个家庭的成员
，Do you want to model the godly behavior we talked about？
那你是否愿意真的是活出这些我们刚才谈到这些敬虔的行为
？Thank you very much. We're going to have the Lord's table also. I just planted this thought in you, and I'm just so delighted to see you here, and I want you to respond to God.
也在我们准备开始领受圣餐之前，我就想真的是把这些今天的这些经文真的放到大家心里
Let's bow our head for closing prayer.
我们一起祷告。
The prayer I put it for each one of us.
那这是真的是我为大各位每一个位预备的祷告。
God, although I don't have the ability to model the God's behavior, godly behavior.
神啊，虽然我们没有能力去真的是去做这些敬虔行为的楷模。
But your faithfulness will preserve me to live a holy life.
可是我们相信你的信实会保守我们过圣洁的生活。
Please help and keep me to be joyful.
求你呢真的帮助我们在任何的境况中都能有喜乐。
Prayful.
而且呢常常祷告。
And grateful.
还有感恩。
In all situations.
在任何的境况中。
And to live in your holy purpose every day.
每天都按着你圣洁的旨意生活。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Thank you.
Amen.